Congregation, the text for this morning is well known, Luke 22, verse 15 again. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. So far. A desire to eat the Passover. That's the theme. Three thoughts. A lack of desire. So often in the hearts of God's people, they should have a strong desire, and sometimes there's no desire or a lack of desire. Secondly, an eager desire. The Lord Jesus, with desire, I have desired. What a strong desire it is. What a fervent desire. And in the third place, a renewed desire. And God's children see it. That he still loves them, faithful to his own work, then the desire is rekindled. Is renewed, hopefully this morning at the table. A desire to eat the Passover. Lack of desire, an eager desire, and a renewed desire. Congregation, we see a low table in that room. Probably a U-shape, we think. Makes sense to me, U-shape. And around it, the recliners, those couches, and the disciples all, the heads to the table, with one arm on the couch. And I see the Lord Jesus there close to the table, and next to him, John, who was in his bosom, right? On the other side, Judas, he must be very close. They're dipping in the same saucer. The other side, the Apostle Peter. But what's more important, what's on the table? What's on the table? I see meat, the lamb. I see wine. I see herbs, bitter herbs. And this is the Passover meal. Passover is not, it is to pass over, to skip. Remember Egypt? Remember what happened before the Exodus, before they went out to the Red Sea? The 10th plague? The age of destruction came to kill the firstborn in the house. And they had to butcher a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost. And when the angel saw the blood, he passed by, he passed over, he skipped that house. So the Passover meal reminds us of the people of Israel leaving Egypt out of bondage. And the Lord Jesus sitting there at the table. That meat, that lamb pointed to him. That blood pointed to his blood, the wine pointed to his blood, and the herbs about the bitterness of sin. So see all those disciples sitting there on the table. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired. That's a Hebrew way of saying things, to say double. That's a very literal translation, desired, and that word desire is very strong in the Bible. It's sometimes translated as lusting after. Look at those disciples around the table. Was there much of a desire? I fear not. If they were God's people, except Judas, at the new heart, but all that desire, so often was sinful desires, Not too long ago, they were asked to wash each other's feet, and they refused, and the Lord Jesus stooped down, and he did it for them. Oh, those disciples, so slow, so cold, such a lack of desire. We can be proud of them. They cannot be possibly proud of themselves. They cannot say, well, I have such a desire, I have such a faith, I have such a longing, I have such a hunger. They can't say that. And after the Lord's Supper was instituted, you can see that on the next pages. Verse 24, and there was also strife among them, which of them should be counted the greatest. Still in their hearts, that pride, who is more important, who is the better elder, who is the better minister, striving among each other, who is the greatest. Those disciples, congregation, they were not sinless. They did it as so much desire. And so this morning hour also, the Lord knows his people. How worldly, how straying like a sheep from the shepherd. Sometimes so cold again, so sinful, they're surprised. I did not know if this was still alive in my heart. I thought I'd conquered that sin, and it's surfacing and sticking out its ugly head again as being so disappointed with self. And maybe they've decided this morning, I'm not going to attend. I can't. So low, so dark can it be in the hearts that they say it's not for me because I have no desire. I wish I would have a lively desire. In the past, you may have had one, such a desire. In the past, there was a longing, a crying after the Lord, a love, and it seems sometimes that nothing is left of it. So cold, so quiet, the word so close, not able to pray anymore, feeling a stone in your heart. You can't go to the table like that. I have nothing. I'm so uncomforted. And the Lord Jesus had those disciples around the table. He knew them. The dust. They were sleeping in the garden. They were not awake. They were not watching and praying. And after those warnings, the Lord Jesus Christ still kept warning them that they were told that he would suffer and die, and they had always an answer, so proud like Peter and others, and John the Baptist and John and Andrew had asked before fire to come down from heaven and to devour the Samaritans. They're not proud of those people. A lack of desire. And yet there has been a desire. They cannot deny that. They've had better times. And the Lord sees, knows it as well. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So double-hearted, right? So double. That old man's still there. The old man working against the Spirit. The Lord knows that. Is that your state? Is that your picture? Having a two-man heart, the Spirit willing, and the flesh so weak? Or are you sitting at the table there, and it is so one-sided at work? The Lord Jesus Christ desired, they did not. There is so worldly again, so cold again. Still the Lord is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And therefore he has instituted the Lord's Supper this morning, for this morning as well, to explain to his people, you change, you stray, you're unfaithful, you're worldly, you go backwards, but I still love you. Our second thought, eager desire. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, with desire I have desired. So desire is a strong word, and here it is doubled. With strong, fervent, infinite, I would say, desire, I have desired to sit at this table with you. Oh, the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't speak highly enough of that strong, eager, fervent, infinite desire. It's a desire from eternity. The Lord Jesus received his people out of the hand of his Father before the world began. And he had such a desire for that people to love. He loved them with an infinite, eternal love from eternity to eternity. And the Lord Jesus had the desire to come. Here I am to do thy will, O Lord. He came to this earth to obey the law, to suffer, to die. He was willing to do that with a great desire in his heart. A desire to redeem. A desire to draw them out of the darkness. A desire to talk to them. A desire to show unto them the wonders and miracles in his life. It's such a desire to lead them to heaven, to save them, to sanctify them, to justify them, to glorify them. Such an infinite, most perfect desire for his people. But I forgot something. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat. He was saying to eat this Passover, it's such a desire to eat this particular last Passover. Why? He said, I have desire, with desire, I have desire to eat his Passover with you. To sit at the table with them. Oh, such a desire to sit that last time in his human body among the disciples, to eat with them. That is fellowship. That is communion, the desire to be with them, the togetherness of the Lord and his disciples. The Lord Jesus says, I want you here, I love this, I delight in this. This is my desire to sit at the table, to eat the Passover, but with you. Lord Jesus looked at the table, and he saw the lamb, the meat, and that meat pointed to him. He saw the bread. He was going to break it, pointing to his body. He saw the cup and the wine and the red wine, point to his blood. He desired to eat this Passover, pointing to the Exodus, to the delivering from bondage with his disciples. Remember, three disciples going to the Mount of Transfiguration. and seeing Moses and Elijah and the Lord Jesus speaking what about, remember, of his departure. What does it say in Greek? His departure, his exodus. So the exodus, the delivering of the house of bondage, the Passover, it all refers to the departure of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call him out of Egypt. And congregation, that desire of the Lord Jesus Christ kindles desire. Our third thought. How do God's children receive that desire, that lively desire back? How does the Lord rekindle that? Showing them that he loves first, and that's why they love him. To explain to them that he is the faithful one, that he still loves them in spite of their fighting, in spite of their sleeping, in spite of their unfaithfulness and hardness of heart, the Lord Jesus says, I still desire, with great desire, I desire to eat this Passover with you. And so the Lord gives that desire back. Have you seen it this week? Where is my love? I used to love the Lord. I have no love left. There is my dedication. I was so committed. I have no commitment. I can't find my heart anymore. It was so warm. It is so cold. How does the Lord take that coldness away again? By showing them that he is still the same. This is my body broken for you. To rekindle that, to say, this do in remembrance of me. So for him, so the Lord rewarms his people and gives them that love back in the hearts. But that's not something they find in themselves. It's something the Lord puts in them. A renewed desire. Still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And when the hour was come, he sat down. The Lord Jesus, he sat down. And the 12 apostles with him. Also Judas. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, before I die. Also this morning, a message of the Lord Jesus Christ for his people. I desire, with desire, that you come to the table. I want to sit there with you, to eat at Passover with you. I want it. This great desire is still the same. And he said, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover today, this Passover. Not 10 years from now, no, this Passover with you. Before I suffer. That's how the Lord works. Always to the depths. So that sins are abased to the lowest. And that's fine. That's a good place to be. To be humble to the dust. To have empty hands. Have nothing to present to the Lord. Nothing to be proud of. And the Lord says, let me give everything that you miss. My blood, my flesh, my obedience, my life. That's the faithful Lord Jesus Christ. He knows his people, and he invites you to come to the table also on this morning. Amen.